incredible pyramids and ancient structures. One thing which interests me are ancient structures. I am particularly interested in pyramids. I have wondered for years why ancient civilizations all over the globe decided to build pyramids. I also wondered how some civilizations which had no knowledge of another pyramid-building civilization got the idea. I have come to the conclusion there must have been someone or something who spread the idea of not only building pyramids, but also how to build them. We are told the pyramid was developed by trial and error in ancient Egypt, yet we have found older pyramids in other countries, so this can't be true. They may have developed the pyramid in Egypt for themselves. But as I said, others had it before them, but archaeologists will not admit this. It is like saying evolution is not what we are told. There is no quicker way to get disgraced in your profession. The good part for me is being able to say what I want, since I am neither an archaeologist or biologist. Apparently, the Maya had a city-state in Thai California in the center. The Thothakanos civilization had buildings, or the Maya copied Thothakanos buildings. Taikal is in Guatemala. Just about everyone thought there was a hill there, but to the surprise of everyone, the hill turned out to be a pyramid. The pyramid was found using special laser scanning equipment. The discovery is a bit ironic, since the area where the pyramid was found had all been excavated already and no one had thought to check the hill, because they thought it was just a hill and nothing else. Around the pyramid were small buildings and a courtyard. It is believed the pyramid is Mayan. It is confusing to find two civilizations which left ruins at the same time in the same place. But if we put this into context, it would be like future archaeologists digging up Washington, D.C. and finding buildings which showed they were inhabited by different countries. What I am saying is embassies from all over the world would be there, and it would look strange to archaeologists. Perhaps the Thothakanos had an embassy in a Mayan city. Scientists made a discovery which has really excited them. They have started to use a new technique to discover ancient DNA, and when they tried it in a cave which had suspected Neanderthal habitation, they were able to recover Neanderthal nuclear DNA from deep within the soil. The idea of being able to get DNA out of dirt has been a tremendous breakthrough for DNA research and should allow us to make some incredible discoveries. Archaeologists in Egypt are very excited because of an incredible discovery they made. It seems Egypt is still holding back on many of its ancient treasures, which are just waiting to be discovered. It has been said we have only discovered about 5% of what it has, and 95% is still waiting under the sand to be found. Egyptian archaeologists have just unearthed an ancient city which is said to be 3,400 years old. It was found in Luxor and was known as the Golden City. It is said this city could be the largest ancient city ever built. The city was built by King Tut's grandfather, who was named Amenhotep III. He was the richest pharaoh who ever lived. Egyptian archaeologists were looking for a temple when they found this huge city. They couldn't believe their eyes. What has made this discovery even more exciting is the fact the city is as well preserved as Pompeii. When we look at ancient structures, many of us just can't get over how the ancients were able to build them. Some of them are still standing, and people are able to actually go into them, which is even more incredible when you think of their age. There have been quite a few incredible ancient structures built by our ancestors, and among them some stand out more than others, even though they are all incredible. The Roman Colosseum is one. There is a little known fact about it. Its design was so well thought out, the Roman Colosseum can empty out when full faster than any modern Colosseum. Can you imagine any Colosseum we built today lasting over 2,000 years? The oldest operating Colosseum in America is said to be Calumet Colosseum. It was built in 1913. Does anyone think it will be around for 2,000 years or more? The oldest building in Rome still looks incredible for its age. It is the Temple of Hercules Victor and was built in the 2nd century BC. Incredibly, the building is over 2,300 years old. Maybe we could use some of those ancient Roman builders today. Just a point of interest, The average age of a building in New York City is 90 years, while the average age for an office building there is 68 years. There is a building in France which is quite incredible for its age. It is the Tumulus of Bargon. It was built with stones, and has a round chamber and tunnels, but even more incredible is the fact not only was it built in 4700 BC, but the builders somehow placed a 90-ton capstone on it for a roof. This is another one of those mystery cases where huge stones were somehow moved by people who had no machines and which might have been near impossible for us to do today. One incredible structure is said to be the oldest stone house in Northern Europe. It is named the Knap of Howard and is located in Scotland. It gives us an incredible amount of knowledge about how people lived in those times. It has a kitchen area with ovens and is a farmhouse. There are two distinct buildings connected by a passage. The doorways are about 5 feet high, indicating the size of the occupants. The home was heated by a fire, and this is known because there is a hole in the roof for the smoke to escape. The house is quite advanced considering it was built in 3700 BC. Even the view was taken into consideration when the house was built. It faces the ocean. When you consider the construction of the ancients, it seems impossible in some cases. What did they know we don't today? They must have known something to move huge stones, some of which are so large no machine today could lift one. The ancients were just incredible builders and still amaze us today with how perfect some of the structures were.